That was Future Islands from their latest album. It's called Time on Her Side, and you're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, so happy to welcome our guests into the studio. We teased this performance a long time ago. It was quite a while ago that we said, hey, we need to have them on the show. And we said it live on the air, which to me means it's like kind of written in stone, though fluid in terms of time. The time has come. Eleanor and the Elephant have a brand new EP. And we'll tell you how you can get that and how you can celebrate with them tomorrow night at the Yellow Cab. But first, let's hear some live music. Welcome, Eleanor and the Elephant.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to play a song called Mama that we wrote for our mamas.
Everybody's switching their instruments around. The next song that we're going to do is called Broad Ripple is Burning, and John's going to sing this one, and it is by Margot and the Nuclear So-and-Sos. A little bit of a cover action for you.
I think their name is more fun than ours.
Might be a little bit.
We need to get an extra word in ours.
Eleanor and the Nuclear Elephants.
children bright. Ripple is burning and the girls are getting sick of huffing brew up in the bathrooms while their boyfriends pick up chicks. And darling, I'm lost. I heard you whisper that night in Fountain Square. The trash-filled streets made me wish we were at it. There was love inside the basement where that woman used to lie. In a sleeping bag we shared upon the floor most every night. And somebody moved and everything you thought you had will turn to stone. We've got a lot, don't you forget that. And I'm wasted and you can taste it. Don't look at me that way, 'cause I'll be hanging from a rope. I will haunt you like a ghost. Fire, she'd burn out before I'd wake and be replaced by pints of whiskey, cigarettes, and outer space. And somebody moves and everything you thought you had will turn to stone. We've got a lot, don't you forget that. And I wrote this on an airplane where the people looked like eggs. And when a woman that you loved was gone, she was bombing East Japan. And don't you move, 'cause everything you thought you had will turn to stone. We've got a lot, don't you dare forget that. And I'm wasted and you can taste it. Don't look at me that way, 'cause I'll be hanging from the rope. I will haunt you like a ghost. I'm wasting and you can taste it. Don't look at me that way, 'cause I'll be hanging from the rope. I will haunt you like a ghost.
Eleanor and the Elephant, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. So happy to have you guys here. This is such a pleasure.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
I know.
Finally.
You're here, and as we were talking about, as you were arriving, you have the EP done, and I'm holding it in my hand. Yes. That is an exciting moment. Let's back up a little bit, though. Tell me how it was that the three of you came together to form this band.
Well, that's a good question. All three of us met at some point throughout our careers at Wright State in the music department. Kylene and I started playing together, gosh, what, 4 or 5 years ago,
like
at least?
2013.
Right? The good old days. And then I've known Jocelyn for at least 8, 9 years. So somehow we all just kind of converged at one point, probably, I don't know, a jam session or something at somebody's house. And
yeah, when me and John started playing together, we were like, it was just Kylene and John. And then we were like, we should just create one of those like huge bands, you know, where you got like 9 or 10 people.
We were thinking like Edward Sharp.
Yeah, we love Edward Sharp. And we were like, that'd be awesome. And so Jocelyn was our first addition. And then we were like, no, this feels good.
Yeah. It's like I'm like seven people. I have enough attitude. Just kind of fills in. Like it's more people.
So at what point did you guys start, you know, writing together? You know, when did it go from kind of jamming and like, okay, we're doing this thing and maybe we'll have nine people or maybe we'll have three people to like, oh, okay, it's the three of us and we're a band and here we go.
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember like which song we wrote first.
I think we picked up Lend a Hand because John had written it first and was like, right. let's try out this guy. And then I wrote one, and we brought it to the group. And then we sat down and said, well, let's write one together, and let's write it for our mamas. It felt right. So
Yeah. Mama came out of, like, a jam. Mm-hmm. And, that's right. John wrote Lend a Hand, and I was like, I'm going to play drums. None so if we would have gotten an actual drummer, I would have gotten to play drums on that. So
well, I mean, we have an actual drummer. We have three of them.
Oh.
Technically two. I never get to play drums.
Well, that is one of the unique parts of your collaboration is that, you know, our audience can't see it, but you're trading instruments in there.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of handing off or swapping out and you know, you're hopping around from piece to piece. Was that always the idea, or did the songs just kind of necessitate like, oh, hey, I'm going to play this on this one and I'm going to play this on that one?
I think it was a little bit of both, because we started with the idea of having a big sound and lots of different instruments, and then just lack of people and the fact that all three of us can kind of pass stuff around, it just sort of melded into this little fun weird thing that it is that we do, and it works for us.
And sometimes we play like three instruments at once.
We get bored easily, so we have to switch around.
It's almost like how many can we get? Can you get the guitar and the bass drum and the
and I can play this with my elbow.
Actually, last night when we were practicing, we're trying to get John to like play something, and he's like, "I have no extra hands," so he just started banging his head on the djembe.
I can
do that.
It was pretty painful,
sarcastically, of course. But
when you have multi instrumentalists in a band and you can trade off like that, how much do you sort of arrange and predetermine like who's going to play what on each song, and how much do you kind of leave that to the moment or the mood or, you know, the setup of a gig? Is that pretty scripted out from song to song, or do you change it up?
When we do a gig, the set list is kind of crucial not to be jumping around too much.
Yeah, we're all classical musicians, so we try to plan it out everything as much as humanly possible.
But we're also musicians, so.
Yeah, true that. So we leave a little bit to chance, a little wine here and there.
I think it's pretty organic for us. I think we know what we're comfortable with, and we just kind of sit down and figure it out, and we do it, and that's what it is.
Although if it's a trumpet thing, John gets it.
Yeah.
True that.
There are certain
that's
things that
default,
are.
That's by default.
Yeah. Do you attest your classical training to the fact that the songs are, they do sound very both arranged and organic, and your harmonies especially are just perfect spot on musically, and they also fit the song so perfectly. Do you think that classical training helps in crafting those things?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we can all attest to
I didn't even know about harmony until I went to college.
No, I really think, and like I said, going back to the organic, not to sound like a broken record, but I think we understand it because of that training, and we don't have to sit and talk things through for hours. We just, it's kind of intuitive, I think.
Yeah, we say,
point.
Wouldn't that sound cool with harmony? Yeah, let's try singing some stuff over top of that, and then we just make it happen.
And teach it to Kylene.
We have a little joke about Kylene and her harmony on one of our songs. Yeah. All in good fun.
Yes. Well, tell me about the EP. How did you go about recording this?
Well, I have a friend in Columbus, Galen Tipton. He interned at Ornjudio, I believe it's called. And we reached out to him and said, "Hey, man, we want to record some stuff." We went down for a Saturday, and then had, what is that hot dog place that we
ate? Dirty Franks.
Yeah, Dirty Franks. Had Dirty Franks for the first time. Fantastic experience. And then his brother actually is into the audio side of things, so he mastered the CD, and then then we sent it in and had it made up for the radio. Yeah,
we kind of knocked it out in one day just because we're all, you know,
busy. Yeah.
So we were like,
like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I think slowly. Probably January of this past year or December.
Yeah, it was this year.
I think it was January or February.
It
was
But it was
pretty
at the beginning,
the
and then
oh, yeah.
there were some little tweaks that needed to happen afterwards, and finally got that done. But
yeah, and we all have
good connection with Galen and Nate.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear one from the EP, and we're going to hear Lend a Hand. And tell us a little bit about this track before we hear it.
Well, I wrote this, probably at least 2 years ago, and it was one of those things where we were having rehearsal, and I brought it to the band, and we played around with it, and it just sounded so much better with full instruments behind it than just me and my guitar and my voice in my bedroom. So we took this to the studio. I think it was the first one we recorded, and I initially played it with the guitar, how I wrote it. But I always have considered myself more of a piano player. I've played piano, pretty much my whole life. And at the very end of the day, we decided, let's try this with piano. And
yeah, they had a beautiful grand piano.
Oh,
so it was
gosh.
Like, go
oh,
sit
it was
down
awesome.
And play.
It was gorgeous.
And in a big room, like the high ceilings, it was like, oh.
Perfectly in tune,
yeah.
10 foot long.
So it's like recorded and yeah.
And in one take, he nailed
one
it.
One take, yeah. We did it, and we said, that's it. That's
it just sounded right
yeah.
for the song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's how it became.
Let's take a listen. This is Lend a Hand from Eleanor and the Elephants' new EP. When we come back, we'll tell you how you can celebrate with them, and we'll hear some more live music. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Tell me there's no need to worry, we're falling.
That's the recorded version of our guests, Eleanor and the Elephant, from their brand new EP. And hot tip, stick around. If you like what you heard, you might have your chance to win a copy of that. Just saying, get your phones close by. That'll be coming up. So now that you guys have the EP done, tomorrow there's a big celebration. Tell us about that.
Super excited. So we're playing at Yellow Cab, and I kind of hijacked the showcase that they do there every Thursday. And so we've booked Lucy Smith to open up.
Woo-woo.
And then we'll be playing. And then Zeekster, an acoustic duo who I love them. And I would kind of say they're almost like a nerdy Tenacious D. Like, it's fantastic. I don't know if you guys know Brian Fisher. He runs sound at Peaches, but local around here in Yellow Springs. And his friend Jack Jepson, they're Zeekster, and they'll be playing. And then we have a surprise guest at the end of the night, who I guess I'll reveal, Windsor Knotts.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so he's normally having to run sound and do all the good stuff at the showcase, which he'll still have to do. And then we're going to make him play at the end.
Got to work twice as hard.
But the thing is, he's always, you know, very busy, you know, wrangling us up the local musicians to play and stuff, that I don't think folks get to hear him as much as they should. So, yeah, so he'll be playing at the end of the night. And, you know, Yellow Cab's such a great place because, you know, they've got a good vibe, always friendly, always feels like family going in there. Yeah. And they have a full bar now, which is kind of cool. Upgraded bathrooms, a nice patio. It's just a good vibe there at the Yellow Cab. So it felt good to work it out to play there.
Absolutely. Good place for a celebration for sure. So moving forward, we're getting ready to head into a new year. What are you guys kind of thinking for 2018?
I don't know. Big things, I would hope.
Well, we've got some gigs scheduled here and there. Actually, it's kind of funny because some gigs are getting scheduled like really far out. So we've got a gig at Leaf and Vine in September.
Yeah.
And in April. So stay tuned.
You're starting to schedule like I am.
Right.
Yeah. But I would love to do some more writing because when you're recording and preparing for shows, you don't get that opportunity to just get in writing mode and spend hours just being creative. So most of our practices have been preparing for shows and stuff. So I think it'd be a lot of fun to do some writing.
Yeah.
Get back to the roots, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, we will be very excited to see what's to come in the new year for you all. But in the meantime, be sure to head out to the Yellow Cab tomorrow night to see Eleanor and the Elephant celebrate the release of their new EP with them. It's going to be a great night. If folks want to keep tabs on where you're going to be and what you're going to be doing, is Facebook the best place to do that?
Yeah. Facebook. Also, I should say, you know, if you're not available to, you know, buy a physical copy, you can find our music. We uploaded the EP to Bandcamp.
Just today.
Yeah.
It's fresh.
Real fresh. Be the first.
Right.
But you can go.
Hot off the digital presses.
Yeah. You can access our music, at eleanorandtheelephant.bandcamp.com. But Facebook is like where we post all our shenanigans.
Yeah. Instagram, too.
Oh, yeah. Instagram. Yeah.
You got it all.
We've got a link up to Eleanor and the Elephant's Facebook page on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Details on tomorrow night's show there as well. And we'll put a link up to their Bandcamp too. And stick around, your chance to win a copy of their new EP. But in the meantime, can we hear some more live music?
Oh, sure. Most definitely. The next one we're going to do is Going to the Party by Alabama Shakes. This is for all you Brittany Howard fans out there. The night is good when you feel like a child, and people tell us you need to straighten out. I'm gonna walk right across this town, yelling your name, and I'll wait for you to come on down. Have you had yourself a good time for a while lately? Now I just can't understand what you're so worried about. We're going to the party by the end of tonight. There's going to be dancing and there's going to be a fight. Guess me home. No, I know you ain't drinking water. You gotta take me back, cause I'm still somebody's daughter. All right. We're going to the party by the end of tonight. There's gonna be dancing and there's gonna be a fight. Yeah, and the next tune we're going to do for you guys is Sweet November. This is on our EP. And this one was originally written by me, and we invited, I think, our friend Terry Staten over, and he was like, why don't you guys just do it this way? And it made 2,000% more sense.
Kudos to Terry. Yeah, shout out to Terry.
We slowed it down a lot and made it work. Soul the Lord to take. have strength, to say the least. And here's to a new day, where I can feel the sun's ray, and my soul will rest in peace. Sweet.
Eleanor and the Elephant, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check out their new EP. It's available via their Bandcamp, which we've got a link up on Facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. You can celebrate with them tomorrow night at the Yellow Cab. It's going to be a great show. And if you're listening right now and you want to get your hands on your very own copy of the EP, go ahead and be the... What do we think?
We're all giving different numbers.
Uh-oh.
Three?
Okay. Third caller at 769-1998. That's 937-769-1998. Third caller wins their very own copy of the EP. Guys, thank you so much. This was such a pleasure having you in the studio, and congratulations on a great release.
Thank you so much, Juliet, for having us.
Yeah.
Check out Eleanor and the Elephant. All the details at Facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. They'll be at the Yellow Cab tomorrow night. 769-1998. Third caller wins a copy of the EP. Right now, we're going to go into Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile's new album. This one's called Continental Breakfast.
One, two, three, four.